The best thing you can do is pray for health and safety. You know, prayer seems like the spiritual answer to everything. That's probably because it really is the actual answer. So instead of panicking, pray. And as you plan your church's response to this crisis, pray. Pray for those affected by the virus, whether they are affected directly or indirectly. Pray for wisdom in how to keep your church services safe and sanitary. And pray for peace of mind as people come to worship. When a crisis hits, we have a tendency to spring into action to address it. And that's what good church leaders do. But before you jump in, spend some time praying. It'll give you some perspective and focus, and it'll fix your hearts on Jesus. Prayer is the most active thing you should be doing. Amen? Amen. We're talking about ways church leaders can prepare for COVID-19, the coronavirus. All right? All right. Thank you so much for listening in on the program today. It has been a pleasure. I've been playing songs that I would put on a playlist if I were putting them on a thumb drive or on a CD, and we're traveling. I'd probably do the same thing for you as well. But thank you so much for listening to it. I appreciate you. And I welcome you. We're looking forward to coming back again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Go ahead, lock the radio right where you got it. KAYT-KQJO-FM has got a lot more great music and great ministries coming up for you. All right? Remember this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. All right? All right. Remember this. Love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
These days, there's a lot of talk about quarantines. The truth is, you can't quarantine Christ's great commission to seek and save that which is lost. That's what we're going to talk about on the next Wade Hampton Show. We'll also be playing the word game. That's going to be fun. And the music? Well, whatever you want to hear, let us know. There's nothing too good for our family. It's all coming up and coming at you on Tuesday's Wade Hampton Show. We're KAYTKQJOFM. We're online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
I'm a ship without a shore, sinking to the ocean floor, falling deeper, deeper. There is nothing I want more. Feel the rush of ecstasy, waters crashing over me, barely breathing, breathing. You're the only air I need. And see, lost in new realities. I am living, living at the point of no return. It's your love I can't ignore. This is nothing like before. Steady dreaming, dreaming. You're the world I see in more.
Back and forth in motion, striving for devotion.
I'm lost in your love.
KAYTKQJOFM.
New music now.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is gonna be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you you want it. Anticipating.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
He's working,
His work,
a miracle.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.